green infrastructure and the Great Lakes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Green infrastructure is the focus of a conference at Detroit's Cobo Center this week. The people behind it say it's time to start thinking differently about how we handle stormwater throughout the Great Lakes, but make sure we do it right. Sarah Swick reports.
You can think about green infrastructure as a different kind of plumbing for stormwater. John Allen directs the Michigan Office of the Great Lakes.
It's not just pipes and pumps plumbing. It's using natural flow, it's using storage, it's using infiltration, getting water into ground and into the groundwater systems.
Allen says that for generations, we've built that infrastructure around one basic idea, capturing stormwater in big pipes and shooting it out of the sewage system as fast as we can. But that can cause big problems, sewage overflows that pollute rivers and lakes, among other things. There are already a number of green infrastructure projects throughout the Great Lakes. But this week's conference is about the bigger picture. In the organizer's own words, it's about integrated stormwater management from Duluth to Quebec. But Andy Reese sounds a note of caution on that. Reese is vice president of AMEC Environment and Infrastructure, a consulting firm.
Success is not every property in XYZ City building green infrastructure by next week. Success is we're turning the Queen Mary and she's not going to crash into the dock.
Reese says that means starting with demonstration projects that work. It means getting state and local governments to make the right rules for green infrastructure. And it especially means getting some big business partners on board.
And we'll find that the environment that we create with green infrastructure will be loved by everyone and they'll never want to go back.
Office of the Great Lakes Director John Allen says this conference is a way to start sharing ideas and talking about what works. He says one of the biggest barriers is that we just tend to stick with what we know, even if what we know is more expensive and less efficient than it could be.
We've known how to manage stormwater traditional ways for a long time. Green infrastructure will have sort of come into its own when it's just another tool in the toolbox.
In other words, Allen says we'll know green infrastructure has truly made it when we don't need to have conferences about it anymore. For the Environment Report, I'm Sarah Swick.
This is the Environment Report. Tick season is here again. Eric Foster joins me now to talk more about this. He's a medical entomologist with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
The black-legged ticks that can transmit Lyme disease have been most common along the western counties in Michigan. What are you seeing happen with the black-legged tick populations this year?
The tick population has expanded quite dramatically beyond the west side of the state. We've documented this spread into parts of mid-Michigan and even into parts of southeast Michigan. Beginning last year, we started seeing them in Washtenaw County, and we're starting to see them, you know, expand even onto the east side of the state.
What are you seeing happen with the incidence of Lyme disease in Michigan?
Lyme disease incidence has taken the same progression as the ticks have. We've seen a slow and steady progression of higher numbers of cases each year. Last year, 2016, we reported the highest number of cases that we've reported. And if you look at the number of cases reported by year over the past decade, again, you will see a trend upward in Michigan.
And, of course, it's always important to do a tick check this time of year. Remind us what we should look for right now and through the summer.
Yeah, right now, what we call the nymphal stage of the black-legged tick, this is the tick that transmits Lyme disease, is out. And they're very, very small, about the size of a poppy seed. And they can easily be missed if you're not looking for them specifically.
Eric Foster is a medical entomologist with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.